This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers out there, the men and women getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler, the same way, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us right now for hour number two, we have the professor of politics out there in La La Land. That would be California IA, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Of course. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. That's exactly right. Yes.
Yep. Now, this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by MyPillow. Go over to MyPillow.com and use the product code
Captain. Yep.
And save yourself a bunch of money. All right. Well, got to mention Israel because Prime Minister Bennett is set to take over the Israeli government. He'll be sworn in on Sunday, and Bibi will be retired as the leader for the first time in a decade.
That's right, yes.
So we expect not much to change because Mr. Bennett has pretty much been right at Bibi's side through all of this, and he's been a member of the, let's just put it this way, the loyalists that have been supporting what Bibi has been doing. So we'll see how that works out.
Yes, and Bennett is part, I think, of a smaller party that was, again, part of this coalition. But yes, we will see. We don't expect major dramatic changes. But we may see, he may not be able to do the kinds of things that Netanyahu was able to do on short notice, especially in defense of Israel.
Now, we have a new leader in Washington, D.C., per se, in the White House here, and a lot of people are saying it's kind of an unusual thing to have somebody like this as the new leader in Washington, D.C., but it's a Democrat, and it's Joe Manchin. Away. Hi-yo, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer away. Joe Manchin is just blowing it out of the ballpark here because he issued a response after a constructive meeting with civil rights groups on the voting law, but he's not going along to get along. He does not believe in getting rid of the let's see, what the heck, in the Senate, Doggone it. I lost my train of thought on that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's basically with the infrastructure bill.
Yeah. Filibuster, there we go. There.
The filibuster, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking at something different here and thinking something different. So anyway, there you go. But the filibuster, and of course also, he has a problem trying to just put up with the Democratic agenda because he realizes that it's not going to fly in West Virginia.
No, it's not going to fly in West Virginia, and I think he can also see the kinds of detrimental effects it'll have overall throughout the United States. But I think Joe Manchin, especially where the filibuster is concerned, you know, I seem to recall him saying, Captain, you know, he's been in the majority, he's been in the minority, and getting rid of the filibuster, of course, is one of the ways of just sort of stomping on the minority at this point. And he knows that these things do ebb and flow, and so I think that's one of the reasons he does not want to support something like that. And then, of course, as far as the infrastructure bill and so forth, again, yeah, I think he's standing up to the Democrat Party elite on this.
Now, what is up with the Democratic Party and Barack Obama once again fanning the racial fires?
Yeah, and I'm hearing that basically the way that Obama approaches things, he's able to sort of bring all that back into focus. And Obama has never really been, quote unquote, the uniter, as it were. And so again, I think we're just getting back in the same boat, with a lot of the things that he's doing of late. And again, this is part of the strategy, I think, of the Democrat Party elite, in order to continue to fan the flames of the things that divide us. Because they feel that they're going to get some mileage out of it. But I think people across the highways and byways know that it's having the reverse effect.
Yeah, and then you got Omar, and nobody ever knows what she's doing.
Well, yeah, wasn't it Omar who said that we're like the Taliban, the United States is
yes.
like the Taliban?
Yes.
You know, it's this kind of stuff. I mean, that's just not even... That's not even productive. It's not even a springboard for like some larger conversation. You know, once you start going there, you know, nobody's going to listen to anything you have to say anymore. But you know, she's obviously, you know, they call some people one issue voters. Well, she's a one issue politician, it looks like, because she can't become part of the whole here. She has to continue to make this kind of divisive statement.
And you people in Minnesota should be ashamed of yourself for electing that woman. She should be voted out as soon as you can do it.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Very un-American. Very un-American. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. When we come back, we're going to take a look at TikTok. TikTok's in big trouble right now over in Europe. We'll tell you what's going on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old
and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke, and don't forget to catch her on Tuesdays when she's on my program. And, of course, her program airs on my flagship station on the weekends at 7 p.m. as well. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends Mark Lundell and company over at MyPillow. And remember, all you got to do is go to their website, MyPillow.com, and anything that says enter your product code to get a deep discount or a lower price, the product code you'll enter is CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. It's all you got to do, and it works for you. Now, you can buy a pillow at the lowest price it's been in many, many years if you want to do that. You can buy maybe some of their pillowcases and sheets, their sets. Maybe you want to get some of their towels, or maybe you want to get some of those bathroom slippers that I understand, the lounge slippers that are really comfortable. It's like you almost don't even know you're wearing something on your feet. And the bathrobes they have and all the different things. So MyPillow.com, the website. And don't forget to use the product code CAPTAIN. It'll save you a bunch of money. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to get into the discussion right now about TikTok. Now, TikTok is being sued in the Netherlands for $1.7 billion. That's a lot of money, Kyle.
Yep, that's right.
Over collecting children's data without permission.
That's exactly right. And what the suit is about is that they do have, evidently have some kind of policy about especially children under 13 having to get their parents and so forth to get permission. But this policy evidently is not being applied. And so, yes, on behalf of some 64,000 Dutch parents, the Amsterdam Market Information Research Foundation is suing TikTok for 1.4 billion euros, or as you said, $1.7 billion, and because of the collection of this this data. Now, just recently, of course, TikTok started collecting people's face prints and voice prints as well, and this is could run and likely is running afoul of some privacy laws that have already been passed in some of the U.S. states. Not all U.S. states have biometric privacy laws, but Illinois, Washington, California, Texas, Arkansas, and New York evidently do. And so this is a story that's perhaps going to get even larger.
Well, yeah, and I think it will get larger because this is just the tip of the iceberg so far.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right, because we don't know what these voice prints would be used for, or face prints. Could they be used in deep fakes if somebody got a hold of them? You know, other kinds of biometric things, if your voice could unlock, you know, be used as a password or something like that. We just don't know what the extent of this kind of damage could be in the future.
Now, we're on a roll here with the social media sites because Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said Facebook could be held liable for actions and correspondence with little Dr. Fauci.
Well, that's right. And what Senator Cruz has been quoted as saying is that basically Facebook would ordinarily say, as he says, we're a private company. We're not liable. But he says, well, you know what? When they act at the behest of the government, when they contact Fauci, when they say, should we censor this? And Fauci says yes, and they censor it for the federal government. He goes on to say basically it just opens up significant legal liability if they start acting as sort of a state mouthpiece. I mean, this is significant.
Yeah, it is. Now, up in Minneapolis, something very strange happened. Remember they burnt down the 4th Precinct fire station, or I'm sorry, police station?
Yes.
Well, a Minneapolis judge praised the convicted police precinct arsonist. And there were four of them that were charged, but this is the one that actually torched the building and ordered a reduced prison sentence for him and the order of to make restitution to the amount of $12 million to pay for a new police station.
Wow. Well, you got a reduced sentence, I guess. $12 million might be hard to come by, one might think.
Yeah, where's he going to get the money?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. George Soros.
I don't know. It's interesting the approach that we're having now to violent crime or arson, you know, this kind of stuff is really, I think, going to be unsettling to a lot of people for obvious reasons.
Yeah. And the Senate, just when we thought we were done giving money to China, the Senate is set to pass a wide-ranging bill to bolster the technological competitiveness with China. Now, the bill also includes a $52 billion passage to strengthen domestic computer chip production and make the country reliant on China and its neighboring nations that are making these chips.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. And it looks like, they're authorizing some $190 billion to try to strengthen the technology and research here in the U.S. They've got, as you said, about the chips, the semiconductors and so forth, billions of dollars for that. But by the way, Captain, evidently China's parliament's not happy with this. they have expressed what they call strong indignation and resolute opposition to the Senate passing this bill. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Well, maybe we can send him over to Joe Biden because we understand that Joe Biden is set to embark on his first foreign trip as president this week as he starts with a G7 conference in England, and then Biden will end his trip with the in-person talks along with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Yes, and we can just really hold our breath, Captain, I think, because, you know, Joe Biden's going to, you know, very strongly tell him about these hacks that have gone on and stuff like that. So, yes, I'm sure to be a fly on the wall is going to be quite an interesting thing.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, unfortunately, this is not the same kind of thing as a president like President Trump, and recently, of course, would have come to speak with a national leader like Putin, I think we'll have a very, very different kind of result, because Putin, I think, has been testing this new president, just like the White House press secretary was asked about the other day.
I can hear the conversation going something like this. Okay, Comrade Putin, no more testing the waters here. Let's go along to get along, and we'll hand you some money to help you out, and you can help us out, too, with some of the things we need to know about. But no more picking on me or picking on you, Comrade Putin. Do we understand each other?
Well, very possible, yes. Yes, but again, you know, Putin, I think even the Chinese Communist government, they realize that, you know, they can really put the squeeze on President Biden, and President Biden is going to have to step up to this, in one way or another, and he may be simply forced into having to do something like that, but it doesn't seem to be that's where he will go first.
Yep. And again, folks, that's coming up this week. Somebody asked me when this was. Joe Biden is set to embark on his first foreign trip as president this week, starting with the G7 conference in England and then going right over to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin all this coming week.
Exactly right. Yep.
Is your money on the fly on the wall?
Yes, I would love to be the fly on the wall. Because, again, you know, a lot of times – Russia and China, they play a much longer-term game, in my opinion. And I think, you know, we wouldn't trade our system for anything, but I think they look at it as, well, things change every 4 years and so forth, and they believe that throws us off of our game. I think long-term it doesn't, but from their point of view, they may see what they can get away with in the short term.
Well, that's true, and we had a major scare at Joint Base Pearl Harbor yesterday. It was on lockdown as of 10:30 a.m. local time due to a bomb threat on board a ship. Now, those are the only details we had. Nothing else was said, but everything went back to normal late last night.
Yes, exactly right. There was a shelter in place that was put into effect as well, and they stopped the tours and so forth for the Arizona Memorial at that time as well. So this was a big deal.
Yes, indeedy. Anytime that you bring everything to a halt like that, you bet it is. Now, we're going to be coming back after this break that we're coming up on here, folks, and there's more to talk about today because, again, you just can't make up what's going on right now. Across the country and around the world, and a global web outage again. Was it another hack? Maybe. We'll tell you where it was and what happened this time. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming back with more right after these messages. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Health officials in the U.S. are pushing to get more people vaccinated against COVID, warning that variants of the virus could quickly spread. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci said Tuesday that slowing vaccination rates could leave the U.S. open to the proliferation of the Delta variant, first identified in India. That variant has become the dominant strain seen in new cases in the U.K. Only about 6% of new cases in the U.S. are of the Delta variant. Health officials are working to find ways to get to President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine before July 4th. And the Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the Senate that the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All righty. Well, what's on my mind right now is Geico Insurance, our great partner that we've worked with for a number of years, ever since we started on the radio. And I am a person that is covered by Geico Insurance, and they just covered my new vehicle for me, did a great job, gave me the coverage I wanted. And guess what? You know what it cost me for the extra coverage for the new car? $8. $8 additional. Who does that? Who does that? Nobody, because, folks, you're getting screwed because these insurance companies, if you don't go out and you don't check, you don't know what you can save money at. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, you can get a hold of your local Geico office off the web or in the phone book, or you can have the website itself give you a cost comparison on the vehicle you're driving now, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, whether you have a motorcycle, an AT, boat, or RV. And the best thing to do is to bundle that policy together with your homeowners, your renter's insurance, or even your condo insurance, and you'll save a lot more money that way. Now, that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And tell them the captain sent you to save yourself a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, apparently, this major global web outage, which hit major news outlets, including Hulu, Amazon, Target, and others, also had a little retroactive effect, if you will, back to the Capitol Hill tech vendor, who was hit with a ransomware attack himself. And these were all ransomware attacks where, of course, they want money if you want to get your computer system back online so you can do business.
Well, right. Yeah, there was a large outage that went through the U.S. and Europe for a little while on Tuesday. This seems to track back to a company called Fastly Incorporated. They deliver content delivery network service. They had a configuration problem, they say, but they were able to apply some kind of fix. And anytime this kind of thing happens, of course, it always does beg the question, well, how did that happen, and was that for real, and so forth, because once something begins to go down, it can paralyze business. And in the case of, you're talking about this Capitol Hill tech vendor, which with the ransomware attack, it just continues to show that we are very, very vulnerable. In fact, large portions of the internet are vulnerable if one particular thing gets out of whack. So, yeah, they'll be investigating it for sure.
Well, this is continuing to happen over and over and over again. You almost can't go by a day without somebody being attacked and being held for payment under the ransomware attack that they've suffered.
Exactly right. And so, obviously, it becomes a national security issue because we don't know what other systems may have already been compromised, that we just don't know that they have already made an intrusion to. They just haven't thrown the switch, as it were. And so that's why even the FBI just recently said they're viewing these kinds of things the same way that they view terrorist attacks. And before something else terrible happens, hopefully they'll be able to get a line on it. Now, they were able to claw back a lot of that millions of the dollars that were paid by the Colonial Pipeline.
$23 million.
That's right. And so they were able to do that evidently because there was some sort of something overlooked by the hackers. So it just shows you that blow by blow, this is a war of sorts that goes on.
They tracked the money.
Right.
They tracked the money. That's how they get the money back.
Right, exactly. And a lot of people who like the cryptocurrency stuff, they like it because it's supposedly untrackable.
Yeah, well, yeah. not this bunch.
Exactly, yeah, that's the good part.
Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I found out more about it yesterday, so I'm going to mention it one more time. And that is congratulations to Nigeria, who just banned Twitter because they banned the Nigerian president. And more countries should ban Twitter and Facebook for not allowing free and open speech. Now, all voices should be heard. And in the meantime, competitors will emerge and they'll take hold. Now, who are they to dictate good and evil if they themselves are evil? Is that right?
Well, for them to come out and say, well, but access to Twitter is a human right or something like that, well, then wait a minute. They're mad because they got banned by a government, but yet... then they're going to make this case that, well, you can't ban us. You know, we have something to say or something like that. And here you have so many people in this country who have been banned simply because they've expressed conservative views. I'm not talking about people who would suggest violence or any of those kinds of things that nobody would ever agree with and should not be out there trumpeting. But people just have conservative viewpoints. They're being banned. Well, what about their human rights to access Twitter?
Well, President Trump had this to say about that episode. He says, perhaps I should have done it while I was president. But Zuckerberg just kept on calling me and coming to the White House for dinner, telling me how great I was. 2024, Trump.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Well, but also, and if Twitter would think that it's a human right, well, then that actually does begin to buttress the idea that it really is a public utility in the grand sense, that it's like getting electricity or water or this kind of thing, or the phone company.
Mm.
I think the phone company is the best analogy. And because otherwise, now you can't pick and choose who can use your service and what they can say. Because obviously the phone company can't say, here, we'll give you a phone, but, you know, you can't talk about Trump on your phone. I mean, that would sound really ridiculous.
Well, here's another example of things getting better. The CDC eased the travel restrictions on 110 countries yesterday, including Japan. And that opens it up for the Olympics.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the highest they have is level 4. Japan's gone down, I think, to level 3. There are various other countries, like, for example, if you wanted to travel to Libya, they're also at a level 3 as well. But they look at these cases per 100,000 and this kind of thing, and they make these recommendations, and they're quite fluid. I think they could change based on other factors that could arise in very short order.
And Bernie Kerik, remember him?
Oh, yes, yeah.
He said the voter fraud probes don't happen overnight. He told everybody to be patient. There are things that are going to be discovered with these voter probe investigations out there, the fraud probes, that might surprise a bunch of people.
Well, you know, Captain, it reminds me of the tortoise and the hare, right?
Oh, by the way, his investigative company is involved in some of these.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, this kind of investigation has to be a slow, methodical kind of thing. And when they find things, whatever they find, has to be presented in a very clear, cogent way. And the American people are very, very big on let the chips fall where they may. If you have compelling evidence about something, the American people will listen, but it will take a little bit of time to get there.
And then finally, we're going to finish this segment before we go to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report about President Biden and his agenda. I don't know about you, but I've been watching his agenda fall apart because, again, they were banking on this, on the means by which they would be able to institute this and bring it in through the House with legislation, pass it in the Senate, and just move and move and move and move and move. And they were banking on that. And it did not happen.
No, it didn't. From their perspective, coming into office in January, it was going to be glorious. You know, they were going to do all, they were going to completely transform everything. But they have run into these roadblocks, and the American people aren't buying it. And they know it. And you know what, Captain? There's this thing that there's another story about Mitch McConnell saying that the era of bipartisanship is over because of how these talks on infrastructure have fallen apart completely. And he's right. But the Democrats could have gone for some bipartisanship, and they didn't really want to do it. They wanted to force everything down our throats, and I think they're reaping the whirlwind on that. And even back in the Trump days, the Democrats didn't even want to give any kind of bipartisan victory because that would give Trump a win. The Democrats could have gotten some of their stuff through in a compromise sort of way. They're not even willing to do that now.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is that Mitch McConnell and Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, I think, probably got a divorce, huh?
I think that's the headline. It's a divorce.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Going to take a look and see if anything has changed. And, of course, big-time flooding between I-40 and I-20 tonight and along I-30 coming out of Texas into Arkansas. Big-time flooding. We'll tell you about all of that. And we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's our pal Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, chiming in there, and we appreciate her. By the way, they have a program, an internet show called Cowboy Logic. You can hear it by going to cowboylogic.us. That's the website they're on. Okie dokie. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Nearest you, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are going to get yourself a nice hot cup of coffee any way they want to get it, and then become a member of the Drivers Club if you aren't already. You get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. All right, here's an oldie but goodie, and we're going to get this going right here.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Hit me by party and try to get in touch with me. She did not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. The marker took a message and he wrote it on the wall. Get in touch with my reading. She's the only one who called me here. But I'm just in a home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. That trickled from her eye. We were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Oh, part of our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Gave me information more than that I cannot add. All of that I miss her and all the fun she has. Information, please. You got to put me through the hood, Memphis.
All righty, Johnny Rivers, Memphis, Tennessee. That was a live concert in Memphis, Tennessee. And Kyle, you remember that?
I do. That's from his Whiskey A Go Go album too. It was 1964. Chuck Berry tune. That's a Memphis song.
Yeah, that particular song there, that concert was 1985, Memphis,
wow.
Tennessee.
Very cool.
Well, it sure as heck was. And by the way, let's get started here. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you again by the Pilot and Pine Jay nearest you. Stop on by and tell them you want to find out what happens when you ask for a free cup of coffee. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty, here we go. A deep moisture system associated with a slow-moving system may produce large, locally heavy rain and flash flooding areas in the lower Mississippi Valley today. Now, 3 to 6 inches of rain is possible and expected, while some isolated amounts as high as 10 to 15 inches are expected in that area. Now, severe storms could also produce very large hail and damaging winds in the northern plains, and dry and gusty winds will continue to produce critical fire weather threats in the Great Basin. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Looks like we've got a flash flood watch. This is up in northeastern Montana. So coming across U.S. Highway 2, you're going to be encountering this as you make your way over to North Dakota. So be aware of that tonight. We have air quality alerts in Denver, also Fort Collins, as well as Aurora and Centennial. So you want to be aware of that. It's a lot of ozone in the air, we understand. Fire weather warnings as you head out towards Grand Junction on I-70, taking you into Utah, where we've also got fire weather warnings all over the state there, literally covering the entire state, dipping down into Arizona through Kingman. Las Vegas is covered by this. Most of Nevada, not parts really of northern Nevada, but central and southern Nevada. We've got Lake Wind Advisory up near Reno tonight, and a wind advisory up in the high desert of California out near Barstow if you're coming along Interstate 15. So be careful out there with heat and winds.
Okey-dokey. Well, let's see. Up in Minnesota, up around Moorhead, Minnesota, we've got a little area up in there of disturbed weather. We've also got another one over there to the south and east of Minneapolis, St. Paul, right there along the line with Wisconsin. And then moving on down into the problem area, which is going to be the big-time flooding area for the next couple of days, coming out of the Dallas Metroplex to the east on I-20, number one, over into Louisiana, number two, and then north of I-20, up into Mississippi, number three. And that's where the largest amount of rain is going to be dumped. 10 to 15 inches of rain, northern Mississippi, south of I-40, north of I-20. So be advised, if you're going in that area, be quiet. Or be real careful and make sure that you check to make sure everything's going along there weather-wise before you just drive through the water and everything up that way. Now, also, coming out of Dallas, I-30. On up about halfway into Arkansas towards Little Rock, but not all the way to Little Rock tonight. You're going to have rain. You're going to have flooding. could be 3 to 6 inches of rain in that area all the way through, so be advised of that. We've got a heat advisory down on the Mexican border for Harlingen and for Fort Stockton, and heat advisory that's going to be pretty much all of the New York City area, all of lower Connecticut, all of Long Island, and northern New Jersey, so be advised about that. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of things transpiring tonight. Plenty of them are important. The biggest important one, I suppose, is Kamala Harris and her trip and this, that, and the other. When does she due back?
I would imagine today. She's met with Obrador of Mexico. She's met with other people, other organizations in Mexico. So I don't think that there's anything else that she necessarily has to do. So I guess she comes back. The big question is, will she stop at the southern border on her way back to Washington, D.C.? No.
Well, that is beginning to become a big-time problem, plus it's a joke on all of the late-night talk shows and all that stuff, and it's really an embarrassment, and I guess she just doesn't get it.
It's not even her. At this point, they still don't want to admit that the southern border is in any kind of a crisis. But I would argue, by virtue of the fact that she's even made this trip, tells you that they know that it's a crisis. They just, you know, refuse to, say that it is in such a condition and that it's at the causes by their own doing.
Yeah, that's very obvious, and it's going to get worse rather than better, because I don't see any simple solution to this anytime soon. Do you?
Well, yes, there is a big solution immediately, and that is the Remain in Mexico policy.
Yeah, and they're not going to do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are where we are.
Yep, we've heard Biden say, nope, not going to do it. Drop the policy.
Oh.
And by the way, Senator Ted Cruz says that both Biden and Harris are jointly covering up the border crisis by staying away from the border. He wants them to visit the border, too, and at least make it look like they're doing something.
Well, I understand that. But you've got, Mayorkas, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, this is way above his pay grade.
He has no idea.
No.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, a lot of things going on. We're going to talk a little bit about Israel when we come back, because Mr. Bennett becomes the prime minister over the weekend. Looks like on Sunday. And Bibi Netanyahu will be taking a vacation, and he'll be on the outside looking in. In the meantime, we will be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.